NIO October deliveries breakdown: ES6 at 5,875, ET5 Touring at 3,105. By CNEV Post. NIO released figures earlier this month showing that its deliveries in October were up 2.77% from September to 16,074 vehicles, without providing model-specific breakdowns. The figures are now available, showing how different models performed. NIO currently sells the ES8, ES7, ES6, EC7, EC6, ET7, ET5, and ET5 Touring, the first five of which are SUVs and the last three sedans. Overall, the ES6 remained the best-selling NIO model, but deliveries were down from September, while deliveries of the EC6 Coupe SUV rose significantly. The NIO ES6 delivered 5,875 units in October, up 198.22% from 1,970 a year ago but down 25.60% from 7,896 in September. Data from China Passenger Car Association shared by local automotive media Yi showed. The SUV contributed 36.55% to NIO deliveries in October, down from 50.48% in September, CNEV Post calculation showed. In the January to October period, the ES6 delivered 43,930 units, up 14.54% year-on-year. The ES6, NIO's second production vehicle, was initially launched at the NIO Day 2018 event held on December 15, 2018, and it has been NIO's least expensive SUV. On May 24, NIO launched the new ES6, which is based on the NT2 platform, and began deliveries on the night of its launch. The model now starts at 338,000 Chinese yuan in China. Prior to the launch of the new ES6, the model's contribution to NIO's deliveries fell to 2.61% in April, after which the ES6's contribution quickly rose with deliveries and reached 54.33% in July, the highest of the year. The ET5 Touring delivered 3,105 units in October, up 19.75% from 2,593 units in September. The model contributed 19.32% of the NIO's deliveries in October, up 2.76 percentage points from 16.58% in September. The ET5 Touring was launched in China on June 15 and deliveries began on June 16. By the end of October, a total of 14,782 units of the model had been delivered since its launch. Pricing for the ET5 Touring is the same as the regular ET5, starting at 298,000 Chinese yuan for the version with a 75 kWh battery pack and 356,000 Chinese yuan for the 100 kWh version. The regular ET5 delivered 1,551 units in October, up 50.58% from 1,030 a year ago and up 19.40% from 1,299 units in September, contributing 9.65% of NIO's monthly deliveries. NIO launched the ET5, the company's second sedan after the ET7, at NIO Day 2021 in December 2021, with first delivery starting on September 30, 2022. As of the end of last month, 36,768 units of the regular ET5 were delivered this year. The EC6 Coupe SUV delivered 2,549 units in October, up 454.13% year-on-year and up 153.38% from 1,006 units in September. The EC6 contributed 15.86% of NIO's deliveries in October, up from 6.43% in September. In January to October, EC6 delivered 5,698 units, down 64.73% from 16,156 last year. The EC6 was initially launched on December 28, 2019, with first deliveries in September 2020. On September 15, NIO launched the new EC6 based on the NT2 platform and started deliveries on the night of the launch. Prior to the release of the new EC6, its contribution to NIO sales continued to decrease and was at 0.09% in July. NIO's flagship SUV, the ES8, delivered 2,251 units in October, up 205.43% from 737 in the same month last year and up 5.24% from 2,139 in September. The ES8 contributed 14.00% of NIO's deliveries in October, up from 13.68% in September. The model delivered 10,896 units from January to October, down 17.06% year-on-year. The ES8 is NIO's first production model, originally released on December 16, 2017 at NIO Day 2017. At NEO Day 2019 on December 28, 2019, NEO launched an upgraded ES8, still based on the NT1 platform. On December 24, 2022, NEO launched the new ES8 based on the NT2 platform at the NEO Day 2022 event, with delivery starting on June 28. The ES8 is NEO's highest-priced model to date, with a starting price of 498,000 Chinese yuan in China. The ET7 delivered 332 units in October, contributing 2.07% of NEO's deliveries in October. This was 89.11% lower than the 3,050 units delivered in the same period last year and 35.51% higher than the 245 units delivered in September. In the January to October period, the ET7 delivered 4,924 units, a decrease of 73.37% from the same period last year. Originally launched at the NEO Day 2020 event on January 9, 2021, the ET7 is the company's flagship sedan, with deliveries commencing on March 28, 2022. NEO launched the 2023 ET7 on April 18, the first day of the Shanghai Auto Show, with deliveries beginning in mid-May. The ES7 delivered 207 units in October, a decrease of 92.64% from 2,814 units in the same month last year and down 11.54% from 234 units in September. The ES7 was released on June 15, 2022 and deliveries began on August 28, 2022. The EC7 Coupe SUV delivered 204 units in October, down 10.92% from 229 units in September. The EC7 was launched along with the new ES8 on NEO Day 2022 on December 24, 2022, with first deliveries on April 28 this year. By the end of October, the model had delivered 2,940 units this year.